back for a second day of protest despite an earlier crackdown. A meeting with the country's deputy finance minister and then a march to the parliament, where the demonstrators demanded the government reverse what they called punitive economic policies.
Today, the ordinary Ghanaian is struggling to afford 3 square meals a day, not even 2 square meals a day, because we are suffering. From 14 Ghana cedis in 2016, the price of a gallon of diesel and petrol has galloped to a whopping 61 Ghana cedis. Today, the price of a bag of cement has galloped from 28 Ghana cedis to 62 Ghana cedis.
The rising cost of living is one reason demonstrators are on the streets, but organizers say they're also concerned about political corruption, increases in taxes, as well as alleged cases of human rights abuses by security forces. They say all these are combining to make life difficult for most people here in Ghana.
Members of parliament say they are aware of the country's growing economic and social problems.
We will do what is needful. The petition itself will thoroughly be debated on the floor of parliament and positions taken. But my first advice would be for the president to halt momentarily all petroleum-related taxes to save the lives and improve the quality of living of Ghanaians.
On Tuesday, the protest turned ugly as demonstrators clashed with police, who say at least 12 officers were hurt and vehicles damaged. The demonstrators said police fired rubber-coated steel bullets at them and arrested dozens. Less than 2 years into his second term, Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo is coming under increasing pressure. The economy is faltering, unemployment is rising, and inflation has reached its highest level in decades. Analysts here say the government and parliament must quickly act to calm an already agitated population. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra, Ghana.